Labor Day special, new national poll from Emerson Polling. Spence, start with the economy.
Well, voters continue to do well financially in the Trump economy. They're saying 39% are saying they're doing better versus about 25% that say they're doing worse. And these are similar numbers that we saw 2 months ago when we asked that question. We followed up this poll with a second question and asked who did they blame or credited with their financial situation. And 39% said that they credited or blamed President Trump, while 62% said they attribute their financial situation to some other factor. When we took a look a little deeper into that number, we found that those who are doing better financially give the credit to President Trump more often than those who are not doing better. So the economy should be a positive thing for the president. But with that said, 47% think that the country overall is doing worse than it was 2 years ago versus 35% who thought it was doing better.
Yeah, perceptions of the economy have always had a major impact on elections. And it's really going to be very interesting to see how that's going to play out for the midterms. And listen, I personally, this is an opinion I have. I think these are the biggest midterm elections, at least since Reconstruction. And before you get to them, Spence, I do want to do a service to our audience and tell them about Vistaprint. Every Monday, the Emerson College e-poll is released, and not only is it an imperative instrument, which is to be utilized to inform electorate, and going all the way back to Aristotle, an informed electorate is an essential element of democracy in its own right, but the e-polls are an incredible opportunity for Emerson students, and that certainly goes without saying. And to culminate their work and all what your students' pollsters do, Spence, to make the professional impression in the right moment, Emerson Polling orders their business cards from Vistaprint. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready in the now is $10. That's right, just $10. That is a very low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes. Upload your own design, pick the paper stock style and quantity that is right for you, and choose your delivery speed. Boom, you're done. You can do this all in just a few clicks and use it on all of your marketing going forward. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. That's code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. ECPP at Vistaprint.com. Thank you, Vistaprint. Done so much Emerson Polling. I hope the audience heeds those words. But Spence, I'll turn it back to you for your findings on the midterms on your latest generic ballot.
So the generic ballot test for Congress in these midterm elections are leaning towards the Democrats 52-39. Independents are breaking Democrats 46-32, and that's basically driving that wedge between the Republicans and Democrats. We also asked a question about a generic ballot test for president.
Yes, I saw.
And there we saw that the Democrats were leading 49-39, but the independents, it was much tighter. It was 40-35 breaking for the Democrat. And then we actually asked an additional question about voting for a third party candidate. And 47% of voters said that they would vote for a third-party candidate. And I think that would really be a shift in what could potentially happen in these presidential elections.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Let's finish on something really fun. Football season, it's a few days away, depending on when you're listening to this. This is Labor Day when we are recording. Kicks off, I believe, Thursday. You asked some fun questions about sports, so just sort of run down the line on that one before we close it.
Yeah, we wanted to know basically what voters, what their favorite sport was to watch. And not surprisingly, because we've seen this, we've asked this question now for a few years, we saw football was still the number one sport for voters to watch. And that was about 34% of those folks. Coming in second was basketball and baseball, basically tied at 16% each. And of course, I give you the caveat that we asked the question Labor Day weekend when, yes, we're not really in basketball or hockey season, though I think preseason's already started. But you can generally see where the fan bases are interested in. When we took a deeper dive into those numbers, we could find what sports really like the president and which don't.
I was ready to ask where they were aligned politically.
Yeah, so like NASCAR, 43% approval, 44% disapproval. But if we actually looked at a basketball fan, 26% approval, 67% disapproval. So we can see that, you know, if you're a hockey fan, NASCAR fan, more likely to like the president. If you'd like to watch soccer or basketball, less likely to watch the president. And all of those information will come into what we refer to as a voter model. And that will be used in the future to, you know, kind of segment what type of voters are voting for different candidates.
September Donald Trump approval ratings are being released on the bonus edition of this episode, available exclusively on the CLNS Media Network mobile app. Download the CLNS Media Network mobile app in the App Store for your iPhone and Android. Today's sponsor was Vistaprint. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com for 500 custom-made business cards for $9.99. Help support all what Emerson students do by supporting our sponsor. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com and subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.